People who work in service industries have been on the front lines of the coronavirus crisis in more ways than one. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston says that means policymakers must put them first when it comes to rebuilding the economy. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
If you work in a service industry, restaurants, hotels, grocery stores, warehouses, it's likely one of two things has happened to you in the last month. You've either lost your job entirely or you're trapped in a job that requires you to leave your home and risk infection.
This is a workforce who we tend not to think about, and this is a workforce that we depend on.
That's Sarah Shiganti, senior policy analyst at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. She says that in Connecticut, the plight of service workers means the brunt of this crisis is falling on people of color.
Almost a quarter are Hispanic, whereas in Connecticut overall, 1 in 7 of Connecticut workers is Hispanic. In Bridgeport and Hartford specifically, half of these workers is Hispanic.
They're also disproportionately poor. A third, for example, are on food stamps.
They are going into this situation not really having been able to save. And so if they're laid off suddenly, if illness strikes, they're not going to have that cushion that's going to help them to weather a situation like this.
She says the massive impact of the coronavirus pandemic on these workers should change the way we think about rebuilding our economy.
We really have to think about how we value this work. We have to think about prioritizing this workforce in the recovery, supporting these workers in particular. That means supporting them with ongoing income until the economy is up and running again. And at that point, thinking about putting more worker protections into place to ensure that they are resilient in the future.
Shiganti says while at the moment we're all still trying to make it to next week, she's hopeful the conversation will turn soon to how to structure a more equitable recovery. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.